had to take a break. We had been doing it for so long that it was definitely not a fun place to be anymore. So we knew we wanted to take a break. And people wanted to go off and kind of do their own thing for a while. We had been working only with each other. So we kind of took a break and split off, and then we all kind of did our things. Rob sold for us. It went really, really well. And by the time, it just took us longer to get things back together than we had anticipated. When we decided we were going to take a break, we didn't think it was going to be a 4-year break.
And given that, I mean, like I said, there is the whole, radio is a pretty fickle, and fans can be fickle too. Was there kind of apprehension once you finally did get around to releasing the new record?
There was a lot of apprehension, I think, but mainly because, we changed everything about how we do things. I moved from drums to guitar. We started writing together instead of Rob or someone else bringing a song in and all of us just working on the song. We wrote from the inception of the song, sitting in the same room, all of us together, all of us starting ideas. And, we worked with Steve Lillywhite, and we didn't work with Matt. We changed a lot about what we did.
Wait, was that a conscious choice, or
yes.
Just to kind of break things up?
Yeah, we have no desire to write Push every single time we sit down.
Right.
We wrote that song. It's done. We don't need to do it again. In the same breath, we don't want to write How Far We've Come again either.
Right.
We want to keep trying to, push ourselves to do something, that's a little different. That's not the same thing over and over and over again. The interesting thing is that Rob has such a distinctive voice, and it's a voice that's been, on radio for so long that almost anything we do now sounds like Matchbox 20. That's the thing you find when you listen to this record from, seeing this collection of our singles, is if you listen to just them, if you listen to Long Day, and then you get to Disease, if you actually listen, take Rob out of it, musically, they're completely different types of songs. Disease is basically a disco song. And then you go into Bright Lights, and then you go into How Far It's Come, and then you go into something like I'll Believe You In. They all sound incredibly different from each other. However, they're connected in the sense of the fact that Rob's voice is very distinct.
Of course, you know what that means.
What's that?
You gotta kick Rob out of the band.
I know, man. You gotta go. That'll happen.
I think your third album is the first one that you all kind of wrote together. Kind of talk about how you...
Well, the third record was starting. I wrote one on the record by myself, and then me, Kyle, and Rob wrote a couple together. But there was really, I had this part of a song, and Rob had this part of a song. These kind of go together. It was more like that. And with the new stuff, we basically sat down in a circle and came up with a chord progression that we all liked. And then we kind of went around the circle, and everyone kind of came up with a melody, until we came up with a melody that made us all go, oh, that's it. And we built from there.
And this is the first record you've done that.
It's the first time we've done it like that, yeah.
And, how did that feel? Was it just a natural
It was so incredibly natural that it kind of took us a little by surprise. Because we thought that, it was... we didn't know what we were walking into. It could have been... You can get into ego, you can get all that stuff. What we found, it was the total opposite. There was no ego. It was kind of because everyone kind of felt like we were doing it together, that you weren't, so precious about every idea.
Uh-huh.
It was okay, that doesn't work. Okay, how about this? Whereas before, when you know that there's only so much space on the record, you know that most of that space is going to be taken up by Rob, you can be very, precious about all your ideas, because they're the only ideas you're going to get on that record.
Right.
And we took that away, and it just made it a lot more of a free environment.